And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
In what particular verse can the word Elohim be found? Well, that's very easy to do and very hard to do at the same time. Elohim is an often used word in the Old Testament. According to Englishman's Concordance, it occurs 2,597 times in the Old Testament. Elohim is the plural form of the Hebrew word El, which is translated God. And though it usually refers to the true God of heaven, it is sometimes used to refer to false gods. Isaiah, the great prophet of old, was introducing a lesson on the foolishness of making idols. And he does so by asking the question in Isaiah 44 and verse 10. Who would form a god? That's the Hebrew word El. Who would form a god or mold an image that profits him nothing? This, of course, was an introductory remark showing that it is foolish for man to try to create his own gods, that there is no profit in it, for anything that he creates is by definition lesser than himself. And why would he then subject himself to it? We understand from this particular word El and the plural form Elohim that it is referring to God. And the context will indicate whether or not it is the true God of heaven or a false God that man has created. Now, the questioner asks for a verse where this occurs. With over 2,500 choices, where do we begin? Well, I've chosen to begin literally at the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 it says, "In the beginning God," and that is the word Elohim, "in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim, God, was hovering over the face of the waters. Then Elohim, God, said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Now, it's interesting that this word is the plural of the form El. Yet here in these beginning verses, it sounds as though it's talking about a single individual. It's explained to us maybe in greater detail in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1. "Then God, Elohim, said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the seas, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the face of the earth." Here we find God referring to himself in the plural sense. It's easy for us to understand why. We have God the Father, who is speaking on this particular occasion. But we noticed in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1 that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This is God the Holy Spirit. We also notice from John chapter 1 and verse 1 that in the beginning was God. This God, or in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. This Word is referring to Jesus. In John chapter 1 and verse 14 we read that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This, of course, was Jesus coming to the earth. So we have at the beginning, there at the creation, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all of them sharing these divine attributes of deity. Therefore, Elohim, the plural word, is being used. For the creation was a factor of all three of them. One as a designer, one as a creator, and one who garnished it, one who decorated it. This shows us then that there are three persons in the Godhead. We often refer to this as the Trinity, or sometimes even the Holy Trinity. And although the word Trinity never occurs in the Bible itself, this concept is certainly taught, even by the verses that we've already mentioned.